This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Midos. Okay, we're going to start from the first, what we did, starting from Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Aleph Dalad. So we're going to start from Midos, Aleph Dalad, Ad. Then we will go through Aleph Dalad through Tess. Okay, and I would like to also do Beis Aleph. Okay, that's a lot of Mishnahs, but most of them are small. So it's Aleph Dalad through Beis Aleph, Ad through Ba. Dalad. Shiva Shem Hayu Bazara, there were seven gates in Azara. Only five had Shemrim, but there were seven. Shalisha Batzav and Shalisha Badarim is three in the north, three in the south. Echad Mizrach, one in the east. Shabadarim in the south, you have Sharadelik, where they brought in the firewood for the Mizbeach. Sheini Loi, Shar Bechares, they brought in the Bechares. Through that, why was there a specific gate for the Bechares? So people should not think that they're Kodesh Kadoshim, because they completely go to the Kahanim. Therefore, they made sure to make a specific gate for them, designated gate for them in the south. So people should realize they're Kodeshim Kalim. Shlishi Loi, the third one was Shar HaMayim, water gate. That's where they brought in the water for the Nisach HaMayim. I think the Bechiris one did not have a Shemer, according to some. Sheva Mizrach, in the east, what do we have? Shar Nikanor, the famous Shar Nikanor. Shtei Lish Chal Yisha Yisham, two chambers adjacent to it. Achsman Achsmal, one to the right, one to the left. Achas Lishchas Pinchas Amalbish. One was the Pinchas Amalbish one, who took care of the clothing. That's to the right, to the north. And one Lishchas Oysa Chavit, when they made the Chavit to Kohen Gadol every day, and the boiling, etc. There was a whole process. We learned about him south of Nachas. That was one who was left to the south. Okay. So that's four. We still got to get through three more. Hey, Shebet Safon, you have Shara Nitzotz, the Nitzotz gate. Now, we had in the first Mishnah the Beis HaNitzotz. So this is what gets a little confusing. You have the Beis HaNitzotz was one of the places the Kohanim watched. But the Shara Nitzotz, it seems that was watched by the Leviim. This is what gets me a little bit confused. It was an Chsadra. It was an open area with a roof. Aliyah b'nui al-gabav. There's Aliyah on top. Oh, so here the Mishnah says, Kohanim shem l'mal, the Kohanim are on top, and Leviim were down below. I think this is the case by the Shara Nitzotz. And maybe also by the Beis Avtinas. Maybe I made that up. Yeah. And the Beis HaMikdash also we're going to have to discuss. The Beis HaMikdash also is a little bit confusing. What went on there exactly? All right. Pesach Chol Chel, opening to the Chel. It's not exactly clear to me exactly what this thing looked like. I'm just reading the words. There were two walls of the Echsadra that would stick beyond the Chomis Azorah into the north of the area of Harabayas. The Chil is an area of Harabayas that surrounded the base of Mikdash and had a small fence around it. It's marking off where it is with that was called the Sirig. It was a little more holy than the rest of Harabayas. They did not let Tamei Mace come in there. Midrabanan. There was one of the walls of this Achsaj, of the Shara Nitzotz, went out to the Chel. So they say, the Achsaj itself was open to the Chel, obviously. It was a Shara, it was open to the Harabais, of course. So what are you telling me? And so there was an additional gate, additional doorway that opened to the Chel. I'm a little bit confused what this means. Additional gate, there was two. I'm not really getting the picture here. I need someone to draw me a picture of this. Okay. Shenilai. So what else do we have in the north? We have the Shara Karban. Kodesh Kodashim came in there. And Shlisha LeBeis HaMoikin, the famous Beis HaMoikin. LeBeis HaMoikin, here we go again. That we said was the Kohanim. It was a Kohanim or was a Leviim? So they say like this. Avada, the Beis HaMoikin was a very large area. We're going to talk a lot about that more today. We talked about a lot of that in Masechtas Talmid. Had a dome, and they would kind of warm themselves up over there. Also had Aliyah. Beis HaMikdash did not have Aliyah, did it? That was the first mission in Talmud. The lesson of the Mishnah is Beis Avtinas and Beis Anizis had aliyos. Beis HaMaked did not have an aliyah. So I don't understand this. The Beis HaMaked was watched by the Kahanim, that's Mefurish, beginning of Midas and beginning of Tamid. But the Shar of the Beis HaMaked was watched by the Levium. That's what it sounds like. That is not clearly said in the Mishnah, but that's what it sounds like. All right. Vav. Arba l'shachos hay Beis HaMaked. There were four lishkais in the Beis HaMaked. Four sub-chambers. Kitainis p'such is talking like bedrooms open up to a common area. Shtayim ba'koidesh u'shtayim ba'choil. Two holy and two unholy. Okay, the ones that are south were holy, because those were like in the Azara. And the ones that were north were not holy. Fine. Shtayim ba'koidesh, shtayim ba'chol. Okay. There were some wooden beams that would stick out from the wall to demarcate where the separation was between Kodesh and Chol. What did they all do, all these chambers? Well, let's go through them one by one. Okay. Maravish Dremis. You have the southwest, was Lishkas Tloya Har Karban, where they kept the animals for the carbon, I think after the carbon Talmud, yeah. At least six of them is spoken about in Erechin. There is a stira between our Mishnah, which says it was in the southwest, and the Mishnah Talmud says it was in the northwest. First, the Gemara suggests that maybe there is a machlaikis. After that, the Gemara says that no, it depends how you look at it. It was on the western side and did not yet reach the corner of either the north or the south. If a person would walk in from the north, he would see it's not reaching the northern corner and would appear to him that it was more closer to the south end. Someone walks in from the south end, sees clearly it does not reach the southern tip, and therefore it appears to him more that it's pushed towards the north end. Therefore, the Mishnayos are not a stira. It talks about two different vantage points. Okay, fun. Dreimis Mizracha, southeast. Again, that one was holy because that was in the south. Lishkas Oisei Lechem Aponim, make Lechem Aponim. Okay, good. Has to be holy. It's kachim. Mizrach's finest northeast. Ba gunzu bnei chashmonai. It's avnim is beashik so malchi avon. The chashmonayim, they hid over there. The stones of the mizbeach that was defiled by the Greek kings. When the Greeks used the mizbeach for their own reserve, it was defiled and they destroyed the mizbeach. And they buried it there. Now, there was a very small chamber, and the question was, how were they able to bury a whole large mizbeach over there? Maybe they put it in the ground. That would be the easy answer. I don't know. Fine. Also, worth noting, okay, the northeast, yeah? The northeast, where was I? The northeast also was called the Lishkas Achisamis. That's where you'd pick up your tickets for your Nesachim. Okay, and that's what's referred to in other places. All right, what else do we have? And the last one, it's Tzfonis Maravis, northwest, that was also referred to as Beis HaMaked. Besides the fact that the large one, the whole area entirely was called Beis HaMaked, this one specifically was called Beis HaMaked. Bo Yardel and Beis HaTefillah, from that one is how they go down to the mikvah. If a person would see carry at night, we'll learn about that today, I think. Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Sha'arim Hayil Beis HaMaked. The Beis HaMaked had two gates. Echad B'Sof Chel. One goes out to the Har Bayis Techel, and one to the Azara. Well, I mean, obviously, it was a Shar. It's one of the Sharim. So if it's a Shar, it's got to get you know, open up to both sides, although it's not a Shar. Okay, this was a little bit referenced to in the beginning of Masechtas Tamid over there. Amr Yehuda. Zesh b'suach lazara, the one part that was open to the Zara, that gate, pish pish katnilu, had a small door in it. Shabai nechas and lovlash Azara. You would walk in through there to check out the Azara, to inspect it, to make sure all your klisharis are intact. This is referenced in the Mishnah Tamid, Aleph Gimel. Refer back to Aleph Gimel and Tamid. I'll read you what it says over there, and you'll see what it's referring to. Aleph Gimel. It says over there that the Mamona takes a key and he opens up the pishpesh of the Beis HaMikdash. He goes from the Beis HaMikdash into the Azara, and with torches, and they go ahead and inspect, make sure everything's there. Shalom, akol shalom, etc. So that's referenced over here. There's a little pishpesh, a little door within the door. They didn't open up the mamish to all the doors for whatever reasons. But that's what they did. Livlish. This is a funny word, livlish. Livlish, they say, means livdaik. Not a common word we use. Say livdaik. I don't know what the lashon livlish. Ches. Beis HaMikdash was a kippah, had a dome. I think that was referenced to in Tumid as well. Did not have an attic, whatever. Did not have a second floor. Okay. Beis Gadol was large. Mukav Ravonim Shalavin was surrounded with these rows of stones that were in a step formation. Ziknei Beis Av Shem Sham. And the Ziknei Beis Av, the elders of the Beis Av, were doing the Avodah the next day in the Beis Hamikdash. Shem Sham would sleep there in preparation for the next day of Avodah. Okay. Maftechoi Sazara B'yadam. Keys to the Azara. Okay. Keys to the Azara in their hands. One second. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Prichikuhuna ish kisarot. Prichikuhuna, the young kohanim, would sleep, each man, with his pillow on the ground. These are young kohanim. They would put their pillows on the ground, sleep on the ground. Fine. Good. Hold on, we'll talk about the keys in a minute. Yeah, they're not moms in their hands. Yeah. Tess. Malka Moshem Alama. There was a place, an Amba by Alama, in the Ritzpah of the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol. Tavel Shoshayish, with a tile of marble. Now, the whole thing was marble, just this one was loose. Tabasa is a Kavua boy. It had a ring as a handle. Okay. Underneath was empty space. I don't know exactly how deep it was. Shalshelas was like a chain. Shamaftechas atulubay, the keys were attached to it. Higiyaz man hani'ila. When it came time at the end of the day to close up shop for the Beis HaMikdash, Higbiyaz tavi, pick up the tavla, betabas with your ring, benatas maftechas, take your keys. Min ha shalshelas, from your chain. V'noyel ha'koyin bifnim. And the koyin locks from the inside. Uben Levi and the Levite, Yashal Mechot, sleeps outside. Now, what's going on over here? So he takes the keys, he locks up. Who's this Ben Levi? Outside the northern gate of the Beis HaMikdash was Harabayas. This Levi was the Shomer of the Shar of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. In the case of the base of Tinas, the base of Nitzitz, the Kohanim would go up top and Levim would go down below. But based on Moikade, the Kohanim would be Befnim and the Levi would be outside. The Levi would not be able to sleep during his watch. That was Usr. We spoke about that. You get your clothes burnt if you do that. You get whipped. But it means during the day and when we're still locking up, he's allowed to sleep. But after we finish up and now that starts the watch, he better wake up. So that's what gets a little bit confusing. We have a dual shmira on all these three, Beis Avtinos, Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaNitzotz. Beis Avtinos and Beis HaNitzotz, we put the Kohanim downstairs and Levim upstairs. No, which one? I'm sorry, did I get that wrong? Kohanim upstairs. I guess they're more holy. They go upstairs. Levim downstairs. Whereas, comes to the Beis HaMoked, you have Levim outside and the Kohanim inside. Okay. All right. Whew. Weiter. Gomer Linley finishes locking up. Puts the keys back on the chain. This tabakal puts the tile back in its place. Nasan ksuse aleha. Yoshan loy. He puts his ksus on it. And he goes to sleep. Now who... Pasha sounds like the Kohen who did the locking, he's the one who slept on them. Others say there was a Levi who slept on them. I don't know. Not so clear. Just get the Levi allowed to be there or not.
Here it says the Kohen.
Yeah.
He slept on top of the tile. Wow. That's where he slept.
So we have people sleep. I mean, the Pirkei Kohen are sleeping on the ground with their pillows. The Zikna Beis Av are sleeping on these steps, it seems. And then we have this Kohen who's sleeping on the floor. But I thought the Zikna Beis Av had the key. I said, I'm a little bit confused. Mishnah Ches, we know the Zikna Beis Av, the elders of the Beis Av, they slept there with the keys in their hands. Not in the mamash in their hands, they were underneath their control.
Control.
Yeah.
That's the word they use, control.
But now you're telling me there's some other person who slept on this. Maybe he was the one of the Zikne Beis Av. If you go like that, yeah, somebody says that the coin was locking up was the Zikne Beis Av, so it's the same person. Okay. You have to go like that, I guess. That would make things a little easier to understand. Doesn't say in the Mishnah, but. All right. And why he doesn't get a pillow, he just puts ksus. Why doesn't he can't give him a pillow? He's a Zikne Beis Av. Someone sees Kari in the middle of the night. Now they have a problem. They're not allowed to be in this area. Not allowed to be in Har Abayis. Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah. Yoytze Vodach L'Masibi goes into a tunnel. Talachas Tachasbir goes underneath the base of Mikdash. Baniras Dolkin Mikan Mikam. There's torches on either side to light up the way. Tunnels, Kotel tunnels. There were tunnels underneath the base of Mikdash. It's a fact. We talk about it right here. This was a tunnel. It was just the tunnel that we used, but there were definitely tunnels. Achu Magia, the base of Tefillah. So he reaches the mikvah. Goes in his tefillah, he comes back to the base of Moikid. He waits there until the morning. In the morning, there was talks about the base of Kisi that was down there, and it talks about how there was there was fire there to keep himself warm. Fine. He did not go out back to the base of Moikid. He would then take a tunnel that would go underneath the chel and would take him to the Teddy Gate, and then he would leave Har Abayis. He disagrees. He says he does not go back to the base of Maikid. He would go out of the base of Tefillah. Uh-huh. All right.
Those bad Palestinians learned it from us about the tunnels underneath ground. We taught them that.
Okay, Beis Alf. Har Abayis, 500 by 500 amos. Reuben Adorn. Most of the open area was in the south because that's where a lot of people used to walk into the Beis Hamikdash. There were a lot of lishkos over there. Most of Yerushalayim was to the south of the Beis Hamikdash. Very interesting, which the area down below, I guess they call that Silwan over there. Your David down there in that direction. Okay. I don't know what the lishkas were there exactly, what they were doing there, but there were never lishkas there. Maybe it's discussed somewhere else. Shalem and Mizrach East had a little bit more space. That was in second place. Shalishim and Safan North was third place. Mitzvah Marav West was the fourth place. So when we're by the Kuzl Maravi, and that's a gate, that's a wall of the Har Abayis, and the basement is behind that, it was not that much space between the Kuzl Maravi and the Har Abayis, and the actual Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, because the West had very limited Har Abayis open area. Makoim Shahaya Roi Midas, the more space you had, Haya Shomer Rav Tashmisha was, the more it was used. West was used the least because there was extra holiness over there because of the Kavod HaShechinah. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. We're getting Shabbos Kodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.